Hey, you guys, welcome back. This is Richard Sachs. I'm host of Lost Arts Radio, and this is Lost Arts Radio Live, our news show that we started to review some of the events from the week that have been happening. And I've had some questions on email. What am I doing up here? There's thousands of news people, you know, giving reports every week and every day anyway. And why is this one? And we hardly cover anything. And well, that's true. This is not supposed to be a comprehensive news broadcast. It's more like there's all these millions of developments happening during the week, more than anybody can possibly keep up with, as far as I know. And what we try to do is bring some clarity and coherence to all this whirlpool of events that's you know, racing around us every day. And as far as where my point of view is coming from, you can take it in either of two main ways or however else you want to take it. But where my perspective comes from is I am basically an experimental research scientist, started in the mid-60s when I was having really bad health problems. That's what got me going investigating things. And in the course of investigating things like how to reverse aging and get rid of degenerative disease, which were big interests of mine because of the condition I was in and what that led to, and how to become immune to infectious disease without drugs and injections and stuff like that. That took me into about a 20-year investigation of what's going on with the global power structure and how it works, where they're going, how that ties together all the different agendas, or like maybe you'd call them sub-agendas under the main master agenda of control, surveillance, population control, and eventually beyond that, they have some ideas of what they want to do. And I got really interested in that, wanted to take it to the bottom of what was going on. And so I discovered some really amazing things, and that was like two parallel courses of investigation. One was about this whole aging and sickness and degeneration disease thing. And the other one was, what's going on in the world? I mean, why is there this tendency of ruling so-called elite, at least they think they're the elite, being so focused and interested on controlling and damaging humanity and now the whole biosphere, all the life forms, supposedly to help themselves. And that gets more mysterious with the current batch, because tied to generation after generation after generation of this program of control and destruction. What are they after? Because they're clearly doing things that will result in their own death, their own complete destruction, as well as everybody they're related to and all the other life forms on the planet. So I got really interested in solving that question or answering it in some way. That brought me to where I am now, but for most of that time, I didn't want to be public or visible at all. And so I was doing this work really under the radar, you might say, working on my own body and trying to reverse the physiological aging functions of that. And I managed to accomplish quite a bit of that. I'm in way better condition now physically than I was 40 years ago. And, you know, I've found some interesting things that I kind of have an obligation to share with anybody that feels like it's interesting. But in addition, that brought up this other path of research, which was, what are the global rulers doing? Where are they going? What are the connections between the individual programs of destruction, like geoengineering, all these things you're not supposed to know about, and it's the major media's job to make sure you never figure it out until everything's destroyed. But what are these connections between geoengineering, injecting people with poison, telling them that it's going to make them immune from disease, and all these brainwashed people thinking, yes, if you don't all do it, we're all going to die because you're going to ruin herd immunity and all that kind of nonsense stuff. It's not science. It's just people memorizing what they're supposed to say and then looking really authoritative and using fear and psychology and things to make you go along with it. But how do all these things tie together? Chemical agriculture, where they grow food with poison and then feed it to you? That's not a really good idea. You can have 10 Nobel Prize winning PhD scientists telling you that some nonsense makes sense, but it still doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter who tells you, and you can have a 4 or 5 year old child tell you something really deep and profound and meaningful and important, and it's still true. So it's not the messenger that matters so much as what it is they're giving you to use, if you want to and if you can understand it. So about 5 years ago, I got asked, and fortunately was helped by Doug Diamond, our engineer, co-producer, who is making it possible for us to make this stuff public. And this particular show, which was largely inspired by Doug's idea, is to have a short show every week about the news and make some sense out of it instead of this overwhelming mass of millions of pieces of information that are just tending to be confusing. And I approach this with no labels. I'm not Democrat or Republican or conservative or liberal or left or right or anything like that. I just want to know what's true, whatever's true, even if it's unpleasant to find out about, even if it contradicts what I thought was true. I learned from long experience of making so many mistakes that it's just better to find out whatever's true and stop trying to defend your label or your point of view and just relax and look. So that's the point of view I'm coming from, and I'm doing this publicly in case it's of any value to you, and I hope it is. And so you can see me as an experimental research scientist, or you can see me equally true as just an old hippie from the mid-60s that's been through a few interesting things and made some discoveries. And either way, it's fine with me. So during this week, and this 1 hour is ridiculous. I mean, it goes really fast. You can hardly touch on anything. So we try to get to the meanings and the bottom lines of as many of these things as possible. For comprehensive news, in the midst of this intense censorship environment that you may know is ramping up really a lot now, and many of the best channels and news sources and things are just wiped off the internet. They don't even make believe they have reasons. If the power structure thinks they're going to be problematic for the agenda that they want to force on humanity, then they call them hate speech and racist and all this total nonsense. And if you really look into it, in most cases, I'm sure some of them are like that, but most of them that they're calling hate speech, racist, and all the other stuff they call them, it's not true at all. It's not even related. And yet they think that you're so programmed that if they call anybody a racist or hate speech, that you won't want to listen to them anymore. And hopefully that won't work on you, that you'll really look and see what is this person saying and form your own opinion. So for comprehensive news, the best service that I've ever found in this lifetime anyway, worldwide, there's a lot of really good individuals doing real honest news. But the best large organization that I've found, I can't even say because they'll knock us off the air, but the initials of the guy who started are A, followed by J. And the reason I say things like followed by and don't just say the two initials, I hope you'll understand, is that we're being this material that we're broadcasting is being processed by AI bots now. And they've been programmed to watch for keywords to ban anybody that talks about them. The man that started this really great newscast is one of those. And his first name, I don't think by itself they'd probably catch us for it. His first name is Alex. And his second name rhymes with Bones. And you may be able to figure out who I'm talking about. His site is short for information. And the second part is Wars, W-A-R-S. So that's where I refer people to. And it's hard to find because their YouTube channel with so many incredibly great videos was just knocked off the air, calling it, I guess, hate speech, right? And it was knocked off Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and all these criminal organizations that were really set up for surveillance and mind control. And some of these honest broadcasts get in the way of that. But you can still go to BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E, and look up a channel by a man who is rebroadcasting all the good news shows from that site that I told you. And his first name is Ron, and his last name is Gibson. And if you look him up and go to his channel, he's got all of the old band shows every day now continuing, including the new ones from that news site. And they're all there for free. So I really recommend that. Incredible value, on the edge of disappearing completely and almost totally banned, but not quite. And even the followers of it who realize the value are going to the work of finding it. And it's on his own site as well, which I indirectly mentioned to you. And there's more followers of that site than there ever were. It's just not reaching new people like it needs to. So it was knocked off in violation of the First Amendment and also in violation of the Declaration of Independence, which says that all of your rights you're born with, and you don't have to be born in America to have the same rights. It's anywhere in the world, anywhere in the universe that you happen to be born, you have all the same rights, and you're born with them, and they come from God, and you have them even if you don't believe in God, or you don't believe in yourself, or you don't believe in anything, you still have all the same rights. So they're not granted by the Constitution. You've got them anyway, and no government has the right to take them away. Now, of course, they do. And they say, well, you can object, we'll just have to kill you. So people tend to go along with the orders. But things are changing right now. And there are some good things happening in the midst of some not-so-good things, too. And we're just going to go over a few of them to look at what they mean. So you can hopefully come away with some kind of a bottom line. And I'm talking from the United States right now. And I don't have the attitude that that's the only important country, okay? It's just the one that I know the most about because I've lived here pretty much my whole life. And I have also learned getting into forbidden aspects of history and what they used to teach us, civics and all kinds of interesting stuff, that what happens in the United States has a massive effect on the rest of the world. And in a lot of different ways. And one of the reasons for that is that what I was just mentioning, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, this was a country started, at least theoretically, it's never totally lived up to it, but the idea was that individual humans were the sovereigns of the world, and the purpose of a government was to protect the rights of the individuals. For example, the government of a country is supposed to prevent invasion of that country by people who want to kill the residents of the country or do anything to them. They're not supposed to just let people in to do whatever they want. There's every country that has, you know, grown its own culture as well as it can and is trying to preserve and enhance that has a system where people can come into the country, no matter what country it is. They just don't pour in. When they pour in unchecked, that's called an invasion. And that's how countries are destroyed and taken over. So we'll get into this. I do want to mention what's going on with that this past week, because there is an invasion force that is on the way to the southern border of the U.S. right now, well-funded, well-organized, certainly not organic, not, in other words, not coming on their own. They've been organized by several entities, the United Nations, NGOs like the George Soros-related foundations, and they're paid to join this invasion force, mostly military-age men, but very vicious, and putting women and children that they bring just enough of to put them in the front lines. And then they're in collusion with the U.S. media, who will film the invaders holding up children, and the border defenders will have to decide what to do. Because right behind the women and children are the invaders carrying their own national flags from Central America and different places, burning U.S. flags, saying they hate America, and intending to break in. And they've already broken in just, you know, days ago to the southern border of Mexico, overwhelmed Mexican police, injured many of them, and are continuing that way, and are well supported and funded. The media showed them marching on foot, saying these poor people are just, they all happen to decide to just claw their way up to the U.S. from Central America. But no, that's not the deal. It costs minimum of about $7,000 U.S. to get from Central America to the southern border of the United States. And those countries are very poor. They don't have the money to do that. Even if they had the idea to go across thousands of miles and a very dangerous country on foot, which is unlikely. They don't have the means or the resources to make that a reality. So that was provided for them. These are forces behind the scenes that intend the destruction of the United States, which is important not only to the United States, but to the rest of the world, because the U.S. is kind of symbolically holding out against total tyranny now, and it's been sinking into it for many different presidential administrations, and the people have been brainwashed by our major media to not even know what's going on, and most of them don't right now. But there's a growing number that do, and there's a movement to stop that and reverse it, and this will really affect the fate of the world. And it doesn't mean that what's going on in other countries isn't important. It's super important, but they're all tied together. It's like in Brazil, we've got this great emergence of a freedom-oriented candidate similar to the current U.S. president, and they sent some kind of an assassin to try to kill him in the middle of a huge cheering crowd. This guy snuck up with a knife, stabbed him. The candidate's name is Jair Bolsonaro, and he wants freedom, to get rid of oppressive aspects of government. He wants firearms rights, which are critical for the survival of any free country at all, because historically, governments and now their associated corporations would tend to destroy their own people. And the reason in America that was the Constitution was drawn up in a declaration about freedom, that they said right near the top after freedom of speech is freedom to possess and carry firearms and use them for your protection, not only privately, but against any kind of out of control murderous tyranny. And you'll notice in history also, the great tyrants tried to disarm the people before they killed them, and that hasn't changed. So there's the global rulers have a very powerful movement to confuse and brainwash the population that these acts of terror, which they're behind many of them, only happen because you're allowed to defend yourself, which is completely ridiculous. But the fact that people are falling for that is a tribute to the brainwashing of the modern corporate media. In any case, because the U.S., the fate of the U.S. is tied to the fate of the rest of the world, and the survival and the return to the basis of individual freedom in the U.S. and property rights and secure borders and self-defense rights and things like that would really boost the motivation of similar movements in other countries. It's really important that this one not be destroyed. So that's why it's important to the global rulers that it is destroyed. And that's where this invasion is coming from and the purposes of it. Now, the midterm elections just finished in the U.S. That's a big story. Midterm because they're right in the middle between presidential elections. And in the U.S., presidents elected every 4 years. And right in the middle of that, you have one of the congressional elections for the House and the Senate. And historically, the party that's in power, Democrat or Republican, once they get the president elected, they lose a considerable amount in the Congress the year that this is for that cycle. And it didn't happen as much this time, but in fact, in the Senate, the party in power and the presidency gained a few seats, and in the House they lost some, but not as much as usual. So it was kind of a victory in that sense for the party in power. The reason the party in power is important is not because it's not corrupt. The one in power is called the Republicans, and they're, in my opinion, from my observation, mostly owned by covert interests and totally controlled by bribery and intimidation and threats and coercion of various kinds. So they end up just taking the money, taking the perks of being in office, and many of them leave rich. That's really true on the Democrat side, but it's true on the Republicans as well. And they start supporting things just by whatever special corporate interest is going to tell them what to do. But in this particular case, it's important that even as corrupt as they are, that the Republicans maintain power, because there's a president in office right now that the media is calling a monster, a racist, hates women, hates poor people, hates all races except his own, and is just a terrible person. He can't talk, unintelligent, you know, every bad thing you can imagine. Hates immigrants, that's a big one. And this is all complete, I'll keep it G-rated, complete nonsense, all right? And if the Democrat Party gets in, the main part of their platform is hate the president and get rid of him. Kill him if possible. And the media supports that. The New York Times supported this big play in Central Park for week after week showing the assassination of the president. And so you might remember this lady named Kathy Griffin. She was on one of the news programs holding up a replica of the president's severed head covered with blood. That's on the mainstream media. This should really make people think about who that is. And just at a press conference of the president a few days ago, this week, one of the main reporters from CNN, actually, which we call Criminal News Network, they were at the session with the president, and the guy, I think his name was Jim Acosta, was standing up and saying, I just want to take issue with you, and talking to the president and saying, "This, why do you call this caravan, which is this paid-for military force with women and children in the front and the whole the rest of it is really violent military-age men, now starting to get guns and bombs on their way up, followed by other similar groups approaching the U.S. border?" The reporter said, "Why do you call this an invasion?" And he said, "It's several hundred miles away." As if the distance makes it not an invasion. Complete nonsense that you're supposed to just think, oh yeah, wow, it's several hundred miles away. It's not an invasion. And the president was restrained and said, and I'm calling him president because if I mention his name, the AI bots pick that up right away and we'll be gone next week. I'm trying to stay here a little bit longer to share some things with you, that's all. So if I speak indirectly, that's the reason. And the president was very restrained, and he said, no, we just have a difference of opinion. And the guy said, wanted to really push it and was being very obnoxious and wanted to ask more questions beyond what he was allocated. And the president said, no, that's enough. That's enough. Let some other people talk. And he called on someone else. And the young woman who was over there to take the microphone around came to take the microphone. And this reporter from CNN just knocks her arm down and keeps talking. I mean, you can't do that, stuff like that. That's ridiculous. It's way far away from respect, basic respect. Even if you disagree, the venue is supposed to be respectful so everybody can have a chance to get good questions answered. So the president had his, or whoever works under him, I guess, had the press credentials revoked from Jim Acosta. So all the media showing complete collusion, the mainstream media got together and said this was really unfair, that he wasn't doing anything, that the newscaster I mentioned to you, the good one, doctored the video, which is a complete lie because it was on C-SPAN before we saw the better version up close from the good newscaster that I mentioned to you. They said that never happened. He actually never even touched her. And they show a video of him standing there with nobody else around, proving supposedly that he didn't touch her, which isn't true. And then they said, well, actually, I think this was on The View, that the girl came up there and assaulted Jim Acosta by taking away the microphone, because since he was holding the microphone, that was an extension of his body. So that was assault by her against the reporter. I mean, they're at the point of saying stuff that is so ridiculous that they're relying, I think, on their atmosphere of authority, and that you'll just say, oh yeah, oh, that must be right, no matter what they say. It's gotten really ridiculous. So the midterms are really important because of whether it allows the good things that the current president has done to continue. Millions of people who rely on television and the mainstream media don't even know about good things this president has done. They're assuming he's a monster, he can't talk, hates everybody, is there by some kind of mistake, or no, because the Russians helped him get in, right? No, the Russians didn't help him get in. I mean, he had incredible opposition through his opponent, Hillary Clinton, supported. She got, I don't know what it was, 30% of her funding from Saudi Arabia openly. And it's just, the reality is so far different than what all these different media are reporting. And sometimes people don't get that because they appear to be on different sides. Like you have NPR over here and CNN over here and Fox News over here. But even Fox News is joining the main cartel now, except for a few reporters. And they're all being run by the same close handful of global corporations that tell them what to say. They put it on a teleprompter and they pay them in some cases millions of dollars to have the right tone of voice and to look really authoritative, and this mix of condescension and patience with the fact that you don't really understand what's in the news, and it's all a fraud. So the people that are saying that the current president is part of the New World Order, or you know, a bad person because he doesn't apparently know about what's wrong with 5G, Internet of Things, maybe totally unaware of geoengineering, which many people are, that's not the issue. Those, if he has the right attitude, he can learn about those things. And what scares the power structure is he's got a really good attitude. He sacrificed probably a couple billion dollars in his own business interest just to be there because he wants to help the country. He did not want to do it, but his wife and other people convinced him. That's why he ran. He's actually quite a brilliant person who has some holes in his awareness, which all of us do. But he's done some incredible things that prove that he's not part of the main power structure, such as killing the sovereignty-destroying program of TPP, also the terrible Paris Climate Accord, which was just to transfer more money and resources out of the U.S. and empower the global rulers even more with special taxes and things, when the main man-made climate change thing, which really is happening, is being intentionally caused by geoengineering, and they kind of forgot to mention that. And the current president pulled the U.S. out of that, which was really good. And I say that as a dedicated environmental supporter since the mid-60s, but the Paris Agreement had nothing to do with real environmental benefit at all. It was a complete scam. Also, rescuing the U.S. economy when it was being systematically destroyed by the previous administration and all of the global so-called elite moving things over to China and opening up the border of the U.S. so that it could be overrun and become essentially a third world country, disarm the population because of all the chaos and violence that would come from that, and have it not be this irritating kind of thorn in the side saying, what about individual freedom? You know, and destroying the U.S. was intended to get rid of that. So it's been reversed, but the trend has been reversed against incredible opposition by the current president, and companies are coming back to do their business and create jobs inside the United States. And of course, we may have forgotten, but jobs aren't created by welfare. I mean, they can be in emergencies in some cases, but real jobs are created by lowering the barriers to private enterprise, and that's been done by the current president, cutting taxes, on individuals, families, and corporations. And these crazy people are being protesting that, oh, you shouldn't cut taxes on corporations, that's helping the rich. These people are not thinking clearly at all, to say the least. Keep it very polite. I mean, those are the corporations that provide jobs for people. My only exception that I take with it is that the current president and others need to learn that big rich corporations with toxic products, you know, like doing pesticides or the Wi-Fi and 5G related stuff, or you know, anything that's really damaging to the environment and therefore to people, they're not legitimate businesses, and they need to be replaced by corporations, individuals, and companies that are smart enough to make millions of dollars, but doing it by helping people. Other things that prove that the current president is not part of the global elite power structure is that he was courageous enough and outside the box enough to question this practice of giving injections to people. I'm not going to say the V word, because again, I'm trying not to get banned immediately, but he questioned that. His own son was injured by it. And I'm a health researcher. I've been looking at this stuff for 50 years. Those injections are a complete scam. They have never prevented disease. And I just have to say that. So don't believe me. Do your own research. Read Dissolving Illusions by Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. Vaccination is Not Immunization by Dr. What is his name? Leo. No. Tim O'Shea, Dr. Tim, sorry, totally blanked out for a minute. Dr. Tim O'Shea, really good book. And there are many other ones like that. And if you want the science behind it and not just argue based on, you know, memorizing something or other, read those guys, especially if you've got kids that you care about and you don't want to inject poison into them if it's not really a very good idea, which I'm suggesting it's not. And it's not coming from me, that a lot of other people have researched this back to the beginning. And there's a movement afoot in the U.S., and this is actually had an is related to an event this week as well, that Dr. Richard Pan, a medical doctor in California, actually got reelected to the state senate, which is really too bad. I mean, he was the one that brought up, against massive opposition of the population in his state, he brought up the sponsored a bill to force every child in the state who wanted an education, which, by the way, is granted as an unconditional right by the state. Any kid who wanted an education, their parents have to have them injected with every toxic chemical mix that the state or the CDC recommends, which is a total crime. I mean, that's called lack of informed consent, to say the least. And you can't, according to basic principles of law that have been around forever, you can't invade somebody's own body, put poison in it against their will. And that's what Richard Pan got passed in cooperation with a completely corrupt governor, Jerry Brown. And there's a lot of wonderful people in California. It's probably my favorite state, really. I've lived there most of my life. But the insanity of the government there now is a threat to everybody living there. And combined with the criminal media, they've convinced a huge number of people there to actually support their own suicide as a state. And that's what's going on now. And they've declared themselves a sanctuary state with sanctuary cities like California. And if you just, sanctuary cities like San Francisco, and just walk around San Francisco and see what the results of that are. It's really horrible. They're losing all their tourism, and they've got human manure on the streets. And I mean, if you totally don't understand that, it's a bigger subject than we could go over in 5 minutes here, but really important. And it's the only thing that'll turn that around is people getting their consciousness back, breaking the hypnosis, so that you just don't keep believing nonsense from the major media anymore. Start doing your own investigation. You have to become conscious again for that. Anyway, the current president has been greenlighting the arrests of child traffickers over the objections of the Democrat Party, which is being used as a destruction tool by the global power structure right now. And greenlighted, also the president has greenlighted apprehending invaders from out of the country that just break their way in illegally, walk across the border, which the last administration made sure was wide open, and in fact told Border Patrol to stand down, give them free bus passes to anywhere in the country they wanted to go as an illegal immigrant. That's not the same as a legitimate immigrant, by the way. And the television is using this, the media companies are using this language manipulation, saying that if you're against people just walking in with no criteria for them to get in, that therefore you hate people from other countries. It's really bad. It's so stupid and so completely ridiculous. Also, the current president was the only anti-war candidate in both parties in the debates, and he's been pressured into doing some really bad things by advisors around him that are in favor of war, but he himself never was and wanted to do mutually beneficial business and mutually uplifting the countries. And when he declared himself a nationalist, which the media attacked him for, he was saying not just for America, every country should be nationalist and should serve their own people and do everything in their own best interest. And then from there, they can cooperate, not under the control of a global tyranny. And so that's one of the reasons that he's hated anyway. And as I said, he cut corporate and personal taxes. And now, you know, the economy has responded so incredibly well to these measures that he's done that the Federal Reserve, which is not federal, it's an supranational organization that's being used for control in every major country in the world right now. They are trying to crash the economy so that the crash can be blamed on the current president. And the way they're doing that, among other things, the most obvious is that they're raising interest rates over and over and over and over again to make capital unavailable for businesses at reasonable rates. And they really want to blame the president for that. And then he's been cutting the regulations, which were extremely abusive. And some of our friends in organic consumers associations and other good groups like that are not realizing the benefit of that. There were regulations in place in the EPA, for example, that they would go to someone who was collecting rainwater in a barrel and put huge fines on them because the water belongs to, now the water is getting to where it belongs to the United Nations, but these agencies, which were making their own de facto laws by just saying, this is our rule, so now we can enforce it, and here's the fine. You can't do that legally. That's not a law, and they're just making up their own laws. So the current president starts cutting those out, and between that and the tax cuts, the economy responds with tremendous excitement. So, when the Federal Reserve is trying to smash it, they say, well, the economy will overheat. It doesn't even mean anything. You know, the only overheating that's happened, which is money losing its value, is because the Federal Reserve has been letting loose tons of money backed by nothing. And when you do that, the value of each dollar goes down proportionally. And it's really simple. So the Federal Reserve is basically a criminal organization, needs to be abolished right away. Ron Paul was right on that. And the current president, I think, is getting closer to understanding that it's an enemy of the country along with the criminal media. So that attitude of being open to things like that, that you're not supposed to understand, is what threatens the global rulers. And since they're running the media, the universities, they're in cooperation with the Communist Party, which is very active in the U.S. and believes in overthrowing governments through violence and terrorism of the people. Chinese government, which was here during the midterm this week, broadcasting messages to get rid of the current president's party members from Mexico, broadcasting into the U.S., never mentioned by the media. They just want to say the president's a Russian agent. So it's a very unusual situation. The whole campaign of the opposing party was hate the current president, remove him, kill him if possible. So they want control of the House, and that will probably really slow down further progress toward rescuing the country from where it was going. But there are 2 months right now between now and when the Democrats get actually into their new positions, and there's a lot of potential if the current people in office will move quickly enough. So this is ramping up on both sides, and there's activity of domestic terror groups all over the country this week getting much more intense. Antifa is a major one, but there are others too. Tucker Carlson, one of the remaining honest journalists on Fox News, was speaking in favor of some of the things that the president was talking about. So they attacked his house, and the only people, Antifa attacked his house. I don't think the police did anything about it from what I've heard. And I'm happy to be corrected on that. But in many of these cases in Democrat-controlled cities, they don't stop the terrorism at all. They encourage it. And only his wife and children were at home. And Antifa partially broke the front door and were screaming that they know where they lived. And this is getting ready to get much more severe. According to that good news source that I indirectly mentioned at the beginning, Antifa has orders now for 900 different attack teams, and they've already got their targets. But they will be the ones that it will be blamed on as figureheads. The real attack teams are likely to be more professional, serious, low-profile kill teams like Hezbollah and MS-13 and others like that, according to what our sources are saying now. And on the Democrat side, people like Pelosi from California are saying that MS-13 are all God's children, and there's no reason to be upset with them, even though they're one of the most violent Central American gangs in the U.S. right now. And it's true, they are all God's children, because everybody is. But they're pretty confused, and they're highly programmed, and they're under this mountain of conditioning that has made them into terrorists and killers. So there's no reason not to love them in the ultimate sense, but I would say that protecting yourself against them is a really good idea, not just individually, and that which doesn't require hating anybody. It's just, it's a normal, one of those rights in the Declaration of Independence that you have no matter what country you're in. And governments don't have the right to say that you can't protect yourself, that you can't have tools of self-defense like firearms or whatever you need, not to go out and commit crimes. Having self-defense tools does not make you a criminal, doesn't make you violent. It just means that the criminals will have to think twice before coming and killing you. And I would say the same thing for example, in Scandinavia, where these waves of religious invaders came through raping everybody. That would have been stopped overnight if the governments in Scandinavia just trained and armed the women to take care of themselves. That would have been over right away. But instead of that, they've got these same groups. They're calling themselves liberal, but they're not really liberal. Liberal comes from liberty, and it means freedom. It's like some people say Thomas Jefferson was a classical liberal. It doesn't mean that you're insane like the ones they have now. So countries are falling all over Europe because of that same thing, and they're trying to do the same thing to the U.S. now. Now, this week, right after the election, Jeff Sessions was fired. Actually, the president asked him to please resign so he didn't have to fire him, and he did. And Sessions has been terrible. And this mysterious group called QAnon has been saying, oh, Sessions is really great, and just wait. And the newscaster that I mentioned, who's I think is a global treasure, is terrible. He's a traitor. He'll go to jail. QAnon was misinformation, to put it politely. So now Sessions has been fired because he was terrible. He was supposed to go after major criminals within the political establishment. He never did any of it. What he was really into was arresting you if you have marijuana, even in a state where it's legal. And just to make it clear, I don't use marijuana at all, and I don't even recommend it. I mean, if you don't know anything better, it can take away pain and reduce other symptoms in certain situations. But there's so many things better. Even if you want to use marijuana, I would say it's ridiculous to smoke it, because your lungs are supposed to have fresh air. If you put solid particles in them, it turns the inside black, which is not a good idea. So if you think marijuana is wonderful, you know, juice it or something if you can do it legally. But what Sessions was into is just catching everybody and putting them in jail for using marijuana or any other drug. And another thing he thought was great, apparently, was civil asset forfeiture, which is a system of stealing the property of somebody who hasn't even gone to trial yet because they might be guilty. And originally, the reason that was started is with mafia, that they didn't want them to have access to enough money to win a lawsuit, a law case, if a criminal case. But it's completely terrible idea, because nobody can defend themselves if they take all their money, and they really like to take cash from people just on the road and a routine traffic stop in states where this is done. And then they do a little, sometimes a detector test on the cash, because all cash has drug residues on it, because cash has been around in a lot of different hands. And they've taken all the money from people who are going to deposit it in their restaurant account at the bank or something, and they just say, well, we're seizing this because of civil asset forfeiture, but don't worry, you can go to court, and after a few $100,000 in legal fees, I'm sure you can get it all back, maybe, unless you can't. I mean, that's the kind of thing that Sessions was into. So fortunately, at last, and I think it's like 2 years late, but I'm sure there are underlying reasons it couldn't be done sooner strategically. So he's gone now. And the guy that is replacing him is apparently very focused, very clear, is willing to investigate top figures in the political establishment and expose the crimes that you're not ever supposed to talk about, including figures probably like the Clinton Foundation and the Obamas and a lot of people that are protected individuals that you're never supposed to expose what they've actually done, and he's ready to do it. So he's got 2 months from now, actually just a little bit less, and hopefully at the same time the president will do massive firing of all of the several levels in the executive branch and any place where he's got jurisdiction. These are not legitimate adversaries. These are saboteurs that are actually in there to make sure that nothing good can happen. But with the firing of Sessions, then Antifa is ramping up its attacks. QAnon, as I said, was discredited because it became just beyond obvious that Sessions was not a good person to have as Attorney General. A major leader, a public leader of Antifa, is now a professor in New York named, I think, Mike Isaacson. And he was left on Twitter for months at a time to say, kill the vice president and then kill the president after that. Kill all the people that support them. And then other prominent people in the Democrat Party, like Maxine Waters in California, are also saying to engage in terrorism in the form of doxing like representatives that are in the Republican Party. That means publicizing their private addresses and phone numbers and things like that, and then terrorizing them like they did with this last incident that I just talked about, with the wife and kids being at home and Tucker Carlson himself not even being there. So they also advocate things like following people into restaurants and kicking them out of the restaurants, not letting them eat with their families, telling them, in Maxine Waters' words, that they're not welcome anywhere. But what is kind of strange is that people actually voted for these Democrats in office. It's just amazing. It's the effectiveness of the mainstream media that people are actually following it, even though it's so far from anything accurate or true. It's just incredible. And I remember I was actually a Democrat long ago when I was a kid, And I never questioned what it was about. I thought it was to help poor people. It was the party of fairness. It was certainly to support minorities. It was to get rid of and warn against the evil Republicans who were all bad. It was to warn against and stop the evil rich people, like what Michael Moore and others have called the 1%, and get rid of them. I didn't know anything about the history of the party. I thought it was all, you know, peace and wonderful things. And I recently screened a showing of Dinesh D'Souza's movie called Death of a Nation. And if you're interested in a detailed history of the Democratic Party, I would recommend that movie. I almost never have time to see any movies now, but that one was worth the time. Anyway, that's what I thought, party of fairness and everything. And it wasn't until much later, when I had a chance for serious research, that I found out that was the opposite of the truth, and that they're being supported by people who are not honest. The fake feminists are a big one. Obviously don't care about women at all, are supporting a lot of things that are very bad for women. But still, big parts of the population are supporting sanctuary cities, where it's okay to commit violent crime as long as you're in the country illegally. You know, there's a lot wrong with that picture, and many people don't see it. And like I said, the people in California even reelected Richard Pan, which is just totally amazing. So I think, even though it's not a big separate issue that happened this week, the 5G system is still rolling out. It's a major threat to humanity, certainly to all of the U.S., but other parts of the world as well. It's something that the president's not responding to. He appears to think that the Internet of Things, because it's such great business, that those companies should be coming in. And I agree with the prosperity and the jobs aspect, but it's just not okay to make money by doing things that are going to injure and kill everybody. I think it's ignorance on the part of the president and most of the people in office, and even local governments. I was recently went to a meeting of a local city council where I am, and I saw it there too, the representatives, and this is not partisan. All the people on the city council were just, it was like they were barely conscious. And they said, oh yeah, it's totally safe. The government has approved it. And the FCC has said that it's illegal for us to complain, even if it hurts your health, even if it hurts the environment. For one thing, that's not true. Look at our Lost Arts Radio interview with Paul G., which we did a few months ago, who's doing some great work on this. But the people are just, they don't have the consciousness that they need to say, well, if there's a law passed that you have to kill your kids, are you going to follow it because it's the law? I'll leave that up to you. But that's basically what SB 277 is, that was passed in California. And there needs to be enough awareness in the current president and the people who follow him, and hopefully even in the Democrats, who need to realize the same thing, that they need to stop and reverse the inflow of Internet of Things, anything related to Agenda 21, which is now Agenda 2030. Property rights need to be preserved. There needs to be awareness on the part of the president and everybody else of what's wrong with chemical agriculture, cell towers, drug medicine, nuclear power, geoengineering, companies like Planned Parenthood. They don't just have a toxic product. They kill babies. And people were saying for a long time, oh, that's not a baby. That's part of the mother's body, or it's a bunch of tissue, or, you know, they'd have the attitude that they were supposed to take based on their political party. This has nothing to do with politics. You know, some of us were aware for a long time, based on other research, that the baby is there from conception on. It's not a religious idea. It's physiologically what's happening, biologically what's happening. And our government is giving something like $500 million every year to the company that is killing these unborn babies every day. It has nothing to do with what party you're in. And it has nothing to do with what religion you're in. It's like right there in front of your face. So hopefully people will be waking up. There are signs of that. And the reason the current president scares the rulers is because his attitude is such. If he finds out about this stuff, he's going to act on it, and they can't afford to take that risk. So life on Earth is in danger all over right now of intentional extinction. And we're about out of time now, but I just want to say the purpose of this is not to feel bad, okay? It's really not. And there are things you can do with your consciousness so that you can be strategically aware and not dragged down by it into despair, because quite the opposite is needed. You're the secret weapon that, not by violence but by consciousness, has the capability to turn this around. And really, you're the only one that I see that could do it right now. You got to drop the labels, the political party stuff. Don't fight with other people because they're a different religion or a different so-called race or something. All the work has to be done inside yourself. And I would recommend, if you have any interest in that, start by finding the real health information, getting your health back, getting beyond this stupidity that you have to be sick because you're getting older. That's just total nonsense. And I'm not saying that lightly. I've proven it. You don't have to be susceptible to infectious diseases. If you learn the real prohibited health information, clean your body out, rebuild it, you can actually do that. And then you have a platform to do the real work inside that opens up forgotten abilities. And that's a bigger fear of the power structure than any president. And it's all about you. So I really recommend break out of the hypnosis. Stop fighting about between one label and another. And do the work in yourself, because if you do that, you're going to become what the global power structure is really afraid of. And even without saying a word, you can have a massive impact on turning things around for the better. That's what Planetary Healing Club is about, because we can't go into more depth than that publicly. We'll be gone immediately, and I probably mean physically gone too. So if you're interested in that, go to lostartsradio.com/club. There will be a new site coming up soon, but that's a way to get to it now. And in the meantime, remember our Sunday night show. We have great guests on that. Stay up to date at lostartsradio.com. I'll put up as many free videos as I can too on the major platforms as long as we're there. When we can't get on those anymore, we'll be on brighteon.com, brighteon.com. Stay in touch, okay? Because this is not about fighting or saying somebody's bad. The actions are destructive. But under the programming, everybody is the same family and the same being. And if we get back to that consciousness, this whole agenda of planetary suicide could be over. So really, it's not about the news. It's about asking for your help. Do the work inside yourself. Be part of the solution. And just be very grateful to you for that. Thanks for being with us. And I know we're a couple minutes over time. We started late. Hope you have a great week, great rest of the weekend. And I will be seeing you next time. Thank you.